Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Lear in Longford. Here's Kevin McElhenney from Moyne Community School, and he's going to give us some advice on answering a typical question on King Lear.
Shakespeare's vision of the world in King Lear is essentially pessimistic. Would you agree? Discuss the view with the aid of suitable quotation and reference. As with any question, the most important thing at the outset is to be clear as to what exactly you are being asked. So the question could be rephrased along the following lines. Does the totality of the play's action suggest an ultimate lack of confidence in hopeful outcomes, or further suggest that evil ultimately prevails over the good? When addressing this question, students should consider a few key elements within the play. For instance, what position does the play adopt with regard to cosmic justice? Pessimists often point to the way in which Shakespeare frequently and brutally juxtaposes hopeful appeals for protection and support to the defeat of those hopes and bleakly negative outcomes. Famously, in the last scene, Albany's cry of "the gods defend her" is immediately followed by the entrance of the distraught Lear holding the dead Cordelia in his arms. This recurring structural pattern leads many to suggest that the governing spirit of the play is best expressed by Gloucester's despairing indictment of the heavens in Act 4, Scene 1, when he says, "As flies to wanton boys are we to the gods, they kill us for their sport." More optimistic viewpoints would argue that the gods do not directly intervene, but exert a benign influence through the virtuous actions and heroic resilience of the good characters. Edgar suggests as much when, after he has prevented his blind father's suicide, he declares, "Therefore, thou happy father, think that the clearest gods, who made them honours of men's impossibilities, have preserved thee." Another point which students should consider is the representation of suffering in the play. The seeming disproportionality between the failings of the characters and the extent and extremity of the suffering which these characters and those close to them must endure leads many towards a pessimistic interpretation. This grim view is often supported by reference to Kent's late statement, which welcomes Lear's death as a timely release from a callous world. "He hates him that would upon the rack of this tough world stretch him out longer." Those inclined to a more optimistic view acknowledge the many moments of intense suffering in the play, but also point to the frequent redemptive effects which seem to stem from the experience of suffering. They argue that evil and suffering calls forth the answering values and virtues of compassion, pity and consideration for others, and also leads to the moral regeneration of characters such as Lear and Gloucester. How can suffering be seen as entirely worthless, therefore, they argue? The unfailingly optimistic Edgar best expresses this view that suffering is not the final word when he describes himself as "a most poor man made tame to fortune's blows, who by the art of known and feeling sorrows, am pregnant to good pity." The student should also consider other aspects of the way the struggle between good and evil is depicted in King Lear. Does the decency and selflessness of characters such as Cordelia and Cornwall's servant outweigh the horrific inhumanity of characters such as Edmund and Goneril in any assessment of human nature? Is the concluding scene hideously grim, and if so, does it extinguish any consolatory embers of hope that flickered earlier in the action? Many agree with Kent's declaration late in the play that all is cheerless, dark and deadly, and consider Cordelia's death in particular to be cruelly gratuitous and too much to bear. Others suggest that although achieved at a high cost, evil is defeated, shown to be self-destructive, and that when the dust clears, Edgar and Albany remain to hopefully restore social and moral order in the future. Lastly, there are many perspectives on this issue, but answers should be supported by reference and adequate quotations. Students should also deal with some of the facets of this complex work that do not accord easily with the viewpoint they put forward.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.